This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. We haven't done a motivational minisode in a while, but I really wanted to. Sometimes I have these thoughts or these ideas, and I think to myself, oh, that's not enough to be a podcast. And then I check myself because I'm like, says who? You know what I mean? Look, the way I see it is, if I come on here and I'm with you for 75 seconds, but it's 75 seconds that makes you go, wow, yes. And then you take action. That's 75 seconds well spent, right? And if I can do it in 30 seconds, even better, because then you have more time to go out and get to work, right? Anyway, these are the things that I tell myself when I start to play by made-up rules. Like, who made up a rule? Where did it come from in my mind that there's such thing as a podcast episode that's too short or too long or what? Anyway, in inner workings of my mind. So I've done an episode before related to, are you in the stands? Are you in the game, right? In the stands being watching, observing, criticizing, having strong opinions, but not really affecting the game. And of course, in the game is making plays, participating. But I want to take it to another level, because as I was reflecting on that the other day, I realized, you know, you can be in the game and not really making a difference. You can be suited up. You can be on the court, but you know, everybody's seen a game where there seems to be just somebody like, what's this? Why don't they take this guy out? He's not doing anything. Or worse, he's causing problems. I don't know. My sister's a basketball coach and we grew up playing basketball. She was way better than I was. I was aggressive. Big surprise. But she had skills. I just had like brute force. But you know, you would watch games, and I still notice myself doing this where it's like, can somebody take this kid out? Like, he's allowing the other team to score. So you can be in the game and not only not making a positive difference, you can actually be hurting the team. You know, sometimes when we watch kids' sports too, where like everybody's supposed to get equal playing time, sometimes you wish that wouldn't be the rule, because, you know, you can lose the game if you don't have the right talent out there. So the question I wanted to pose for you today is, are you a game changer or are you a bench warmer? There's a big difference between being in the game and being a game changer. And I think most of us feel like, I'm in the game. I'm here. I'm trying. You know, if you're listening to this podcast, you're likely not somebody that's just in the stands watching. I mean, we all go through phases, and it varies in terms of watching and observing and critiquing and learning versus like getting our hands dirty and really making a difference. But generally speaking, I would say that most of us are probably in the game, but it doesn't mean that we are game changers. In fact, using basketball, even though I prefer football, but I never played football, so it's harder to, you know, make analogies that make sense. If you are in the game and you're playing basketball, but your heart's not in it and you're not really hustling and you're not really trying, then the other team can be scoring and making shots while you're there playing defense because you're just not working hard. You're just not doing the best. And I think that's often what happens in our lives when we let excuses take over. It's like standing there on defense, but not really trying. And not only, yeah, you're in the game, but you're actually doing some harm to your goal if your goal is to win the game. So are you a game changer in your own life? The key to success, no matter who you are or what your goal is or what area of your life we're talking about, the key to your success is your involvement. Is your involvement. And we've seen many people, I love it when you see like little kids playing soccer and there's always like this one kid that's really more interested in like picking grass or, you know, talking to people on the sidelines than they are interested in playing soccer. And I always think that's hysterical. But if I were the coach, I'd probably be pretty frustrated because it's like, we need you, you know, you're out there. And I want to say that to you. You need you. You need you to be a game changer. You need you to be involved. So what makes a game changer? You know, if we're talking about sports, what makes somebody a game changer? They do things that are pivotal when it matters. And here's the deal. They're not often big things. Sure, there's the occasional Hail Mary pass or the occasional, you know, half-court shot at the buzzer. Absolutely. But more often than not, the game changer is just somebody who changed the momentum, where at a different time, it would have been no big deal. At a different time, you steal the ball and score, it's not a game changer. But when it changes the momentum of the game, that thing that otherwise might just be like, you know, an okay play, fine, good, but not a game changer. Because of the timing, it changes the game. And what I want to say to you is you have the ability to be a game changer in your life every single day. This morning, my alarm went off, and I typically don't go to CrossFit first thing in the morning, and I'll tell you why. Not even relevant. I don't even know if I should go into it, but now I said it, so I will. I used to be an early morning CrossFit person. And then as I've gotten older, I'm not so much of an early morning CrossFit person because cortisol is at its highest in the morning. And I would rather not add to that with a workout first thing in the morning. And I tend to need the energy later in the day. So for those two reasons, I tend to go either later in the morning or in the early afternoon. Anyway, because of my schedule, I was planning to go to the 6 a.m. class this morning. And when my alarm went off at 5, I was like, I do not want to go to CrossFit this morning. Like, I'm not in the phase of life where I'm going to 6 a.m. CrossFit. But in that moment, I have the ability to be a game changer in my life. Typically, what I do when I get out of bed is not a game-changing decision. But in that moment, because I wouldn't have been able to go to the gym at any other time today because of my schedule, that is a pivotal moment. Do I start the day keeping the promise that I made, or do I start the day breaking the promise that I made? And honestly, I don't know about you, but like when I start the day with a really great workout, it changes the trajectory of my day. So on many days, going to the gym isn't a pivotal decision, but on this day, it is, and it was. Doing things that are pivotal. Maybe that means, you know, you're determined to get out of debt, but you're sitting here on Amazon and somebody recommended this book and you don't need more books and you can always go to the library, but it's right here. And that can be a pivotal decision where you remind yourself of your goals. Or you've been so great all day and you've kept all the promises you made to yourself, but it's 9 o'clock and you really want ice cream and there's ice cream in the freezer. You get to be a game changer in that moment. The game changer is doing the thing that is pivotal, that changes the momentum. And you have the ability to be that in your own life. You get to decide, am I that person in the game that's just like, you know, picking the flowers and tying my shoes and talking to people on the sidelines? Am I the bench warmer, just cheering everybody else on, but not really doing anything meaningful myself? Are you a game changer? You get to be a game changer. And the beautiful thing about it is it doesn't require anything heroic. It doesn't require any sort of special skill or training. None. Zero. It's just the right decision at the right time. And you are going to be presented with infinite numbers of opportunities to make the right decision at the right time today, later today, tomorrow morning, tomorrow night. We've got to look at those as opportunities. The key to your success is your involvement. You get to be a game changer in your afternoon. You get to be a game changer in your evening. And I say that to myself, like, how can I be a game changer today? Sometimes even in my relationship with Chris, you know, maybe it's been tense or frustrated, or there's just been kind of an attitude between the two of us. How can I be a game changer in my relationship right now? It doesn't require any special skill. It doesn't require any big grand gesture. It's a pivotal moment, but it's a small decision. You know, it's going and sitting on his lap and saying, I love you. It's going and sitting on his lap and saying, well, what's something we can do to enjoy each other's company tonight? You want to go for a walk? It's nothing big. There's no grand gesture. There's no special skill. It's saying, you know, I don't need that ice cream. I'm going to go to bed because what I really need is sleep. saying, I'm not going to buy that book. I'm going to go to the library because I'm committed to getting out of debt. I'm committed. I can take this $12 I would have spent on that book and I can put it in savings. If I feel like I had it to spend on the book, then I'm not going to miss it if I put it into savings. And if I do that little thing every single day, think about it this way when it comes to money. It's so funny. Yesterday, I'll get there. Yesterday, we were walking out the door to go to the gym. Chris and I, we try to go to the gym at the same time, at least a couple days a week. We enjoy working out together. And I grabbed my stainless steel water bottle off the counter and Chris grabbed a $5 bill, my $5 bill off the counter. And I was like, what are you doing? Because it was like a bunch of bills and he just picked one. It wasn't like he grabbed all the money and took it. He just took a five. And I'm like, what is that? And he goes, we'll just stop at the gas station. And I'll get a bottle of water. And I was like hell. I said, that's ridiculous. Get a reusable bottle, fill it with water. That's ridiculous. And I said, what does it matter? It's a couple bucks. And I said, what do you think if we took that $2 for a bottle of water here and, you know, $3 for a cup of coffee here, if we took that money over the last 3 years and you had set it aside, like how much do you think it would be? And I threw out a number and he goes, oh, no. I think I said like $10,000 or something. And he goes, no, it wouldn't be that. I said, okay, then I just want to like humor myself and I want to go through your bank statements for the last 3 years and it'll take me an afternoon, but like I want to tally it up. And he goes, no. And I said, why? And he goes, because 10,000 is probably low, right? But think about it. It's those little things that are pivotal. If you're not going to miss the $2 on a bottle of water, you were willing to spend it. You're not going to miss that $12 on a book, you were willing to spend it. Put it in a freaking investment account. Put it towards a new business opportunity. Put it towards paying off your mortgage or something like that, right? It's those little things that talk about a game changer. No special skill, no grand gesture, but game changers. You have the ability to be that in your life. You have the ability to be that in your life. And you know, when we talk about being a game changer, we're talking about creating small success that over time becomes big success. And success is not only mental, how you think, right? Oh, $2 is no big deal for a bottle of water, or thinking differently. You know what? If I was willing to spend that $2, then I'm just going to put it over here in this account that I'm using for investments every quarter. Success is mental. It's how you think, but success is also environmental. Success is also environmental. So setting yourself up to be more likely to take advantage of these opportunities. And it seems silly, but I'll tell you something that works for me is at the end of every day, before I go to bed, I make sure that my office is clean, my car is clean, and my kitchen is clean. And I don't know what the magic is there, but it helps me make better decisions. I stay more focused in work when my office is clean and organized. I make better food choices when my kitchen is clean and organized. I am in a better mood when my car is clean and organized. Success is mental, but it's also environmental. Another big part of this is being around people who have goals and are excited about them, people who talk about their goals, people who are enthusiastic about what they're creating in their lives. And listen, if you're hearing me right now and thinking, oh, I don't have anybody like that, you are not limited. I get it. It might not be the people who live in your house. It might not be the people you work with. It might not be your family. That's okay. We've never lived in a better day and age for connection because we can make the connection online. And I will tell you right now that all 100% of the people in my life who have goals and talk about them, I have met online. 100%. Percent of the people. The people in my life that I haven't met online, so people who live around us, my family, I don't talk to my mom about her goals, or I might mention mine every once in a while, but like I know she has goals, but we're not talking about it. All of the people that I have that kind of relationship with, I have met online. Many of them I've met through the 12 weeks to transformation, and maybe they're in the master's club now, or maybe they're still in the 12 weeks, or, you know, those kinds of connections through Primal Potential that you can make too. There are people who have gone through Primal Potential programs that are now like real life best friends. I could list off names of dozens of people who connected through going through the 12 weeks together or going to Ascend together or anything like that, that are now genuinely great friends, and they set goals and they talk about goals and they encourage each other. Some of them I've met through masterminds, But all of those were connections that started online, right? Because the mastermind that I'm a part of right now is 95% online, especially now with coronavirus and things like that. But also through Amare, through my network marketing company. In fact, if I had to say that, like, okay, who in my life is like really moving, shaking, doing things, setting goals, crushing them, bringing positive energy into my life, the kind of person who would encourage me and being a game changer in my own life, 90% of them came from people I met through Amare, which is the network marketing company that I'm a part of. And if you're new to the show, you've got to go back and listen to where I said I never imagined I would say yes to an opportunity like that. Initially, it was a hell no, don't even think about it, not interested, not me, no way, not ever. And it quickly became a hell yes, one of the best decisions I've ever made. But guys, I give you those examples, the 12 weeks, Ascend, Masterminds, Amare, because there's no reason in the world that you can't have an environment of people around you right now, no matter where you live and what your family is like, or how much of an introvert you are, because I'm a huge introvert. You can have people around you who are game changers in their own life, and that encourages you, or people that you can set goals with, that you can talk about your goals with. It is so important. You know, I was going through some of my goals for the year. I'm doing this calendaring kind of adventure thingy myself to really, because 2020 has been a beat up, busted year for me, and it's been hard as hell, but I am really determined to walk away from 2020 feeling like my life changed for the better, even in the midst of the greatest tragedy and loss of my life. And so I'm sitting last night in the living room, and I'm like telling Chris about some of my goals, and he's listening, and we're kind of chatting about it. And I was like, what about you? And he said, I don't feel comfortable talking about it. And I said, why? And he said, I don't know. It just makes me feel insecure. So look, I am a person who doesn't talk very much about my goals with Chris, and he lives here. He's my husband, and we don't talk about goals. It's okay if that's not happening in your home. It's okay. There are plenty of other ways to make it happen. And even if you decide, you know what, investing in that kind of environment and community isn't important to me right now, that does not limit you from being a game changer in your life today. Like, what would it take? What would it look like if today was better than yesterday? What would that look like? What are some of those pivotal decisions that would create momentum for you? Because that's what we mean when we talk about a game changer in sports. They just shifted the momentum. So spend a little time writing about what kinds of small decisions could shift the momentum of your day. What kind of small decisions could shift the momentum of your day? Are you a game changer, or are you just half-heartedly in the game? Are you a game changer, or are you a bench warmer? Are you a game changer, or are you just in the stands watching, criticizing, and always having an opinion? The key to your success is your involvement. How involved are you? How can you get more involved today? I would love to hear from you what you think you can do to be a game changer in your life. Remember, no special skills needed, no grand gesture required. It's small changes that shift the momentum. Small changes that shift the momentum. How will you be a game changer in your life today? Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.